Today's daf is Vachem Daf Yud, and we are on Tes Amid Beis, four lines up from the bottom by the two dots. We start a new topic related to the previous, but it's somewhat of a new topic. Itmar says the Gemara Machlokes Amoraim. What about the following case? We're talking about problematic machshavos. That's what makes it connected to this perek, but it is an unusual type of problematic machshavos because we're going to get into, touch on the sugya of pigel, as we haven't really touched on yet, but the sugya of pigel that comes up a lot later in the Masechta, but that's what we're going to talk about. The Mishnah tells us, just by way of introduction a little bit, the Mishnah tells us later on Daf Chaf Tes Amid Beis, the Mishnah in the second perek, the description of pigel. The Mishnah says Zaklal, there on Chaftas Mabes. Kala Shochit Vamakaba Vamahalech Vazorik. If somebody during Shchita Kabbalah Holacha or Zrika thinks about doing a later section, a later part of the Avoda, whether it's earlier thinking about the Zrika or even during the Zrika thinking about the Haktaras Emurin, burning of the fats, if I think of doing that Shelo Bismano, I think I'm going to eat or be Zorik the Dam after its proper time, then immediately the carbon gets the status of pigel. And as long as I did everything else perfectly, if that's the only problem, so then the item remains pigel, and if somebody eats that carbon, one is Chayef Karis. Even if one never does the Zrika La'acharzman, or the Haktaras Emurin La'acharzman, it's about the Machshava Shelo Bismano. Machshava Shelo Bimkomo, if I think to do the Zrika in a wrong place, that's not pigel. That's called pasul. That's pasul and there's no karis. It's also pasul the karban, but it is not pigel. That's what the Mishnah says on Chavtes Mabez, as long as Yakrif Hamatar Kimitzvasan, as we just described, as long as everything else is done properly. If there's another problematic thought in the process, then it's not pigel. Pigel has to be just pigel in this spot, Shlobis Mano, and everything else is done properly. So we'll have to see why that is, but I'm going to talk about that later on. But that's the definition of pigel, and it's learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, even though that is not the pashtus of the pasuk, that is how Chazal Darshan the pasuk. The pasuk says, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yudches, Vim Heachol Yeachel Mi Bisar Zevach Shlama Bayom HaShlishi, if you eat from the karban on the third day, meaning after its proper time, right, the context is Shlamim, Shlamim can be eaten on day one and day two, if you eat it on day three, Lo Yeratzeh, and Hamakrev Oso Lo Yechashev Lo, Pigul Yehiyeh, Vanevesh Ochelas Bimenu Avonat Yisa, one gets Karis. So even though it sounds like from the Pasuk, that it just means that if you eat it on the third day, so Rashi quotes Chazal, that really it means if you think about doing something relating to Achila, Achila's Mizbeach, the Zrika, or Laktaras Emurim, on the third day. B'machashiv b'shchita la'achlo b'shlishi ha'kasa medaber. Yochel afilu mimenu b'shlishi y'pasal mafraya. You might think if you just eat it on day three, it's pigo. No. That's hamakriboso lo yichashev. B'shas hakrava hu nifsal, ve'eno nifsal b'shlishi. V'chein pirusho, b'shas hakravaso lo tala zos b'machshava. V'mchishev pigul yihiyat. So that is the definition of pigul, as we learn later on, based on psukim in Parshas Tzav. There is an interesting machlokas rishonim. If the machshava is dafka lizrika during... Well, let's read Rashi. Rashi speaks about Machshava Lizrika and Tosfos also. Tosfos in the bottom, Tosfos Machashem Yevoda Avoda. We'll get to what that is in a second. Be'ez Hashem. Kedamar Kigon Mishchita Lizrika. If I think during the Shchita that I'm going to do the Zrika La'acharzman. Let's say if I think about Shchita to Kabbalah. Right, even though it's hard to do. Right, you're doing the Kabbalah right that second. Or you're about to do the Zrika. But if I think during the Shechita to do a Kabbalah, La'achar Zmano, is that also pigul? So Rashi and Tosfos seem to say no. Aval mishchita la'kabbalah lo, tahami pigul yalafla. Pigul is only regarding a Zrika or regarding the Haktaras Emurin. If you look in other Rishonim, the Baal Hamor and the Rashba in Maseches Chulin, the Rashba on the Avlamet Tes in Maseches Chulin says beferish against that. Hachi pirusho hamachshava poselas b'mukdashim ba'arba avodos me'avoda li'avoda kigon b'mechashiv b'shashchita likabala ulaholacha v'lizrok ulahaktir chuslam kama olizmano pigol upasol ve'en akoholich ela achar hashochet. If I shochet to do any of the later avodos lachar zmano, the Rashba says in Chulin Daf Lamed Tes that is also pigel. Right in the footnote, it points out, Mavur Dabenu, the Gam Bishochin Amanas Lakabel have a pigel. The Kakas of Aramban Vahabal Amor, Ube Eshkol. Right? But others argue, as we just saw Rashi and Tosus, Hiksha, Mizvachim, Yud Gimel Amabes. We'll have to get to that. The Mefurish, in Yachol Afagal Al Kabbalah. So we'll have to talk about it. But that's a Machlokas we showed him in general about pickle. So relating to that is our Gemara right now. That's all background. So now we get to, what are we talking about in this parak? We're talking about not pickle, we're talking about Shalol Lishmo. I think about a carbon, a wrong carbon. I shecht an ola, and I'm thinking chatas, or I'm thinking shlamim. So what happens? Ask the Gemara, if I do it in a kind of pigle way. What's a pigle way? One stage to another stage. Itmar. So now the Gemara says, shechta lishma, lizrog dama shalol lishma. If shechta carbon lishma, right, properly, but I also have in mind that the Zrikas Hadam is going to be Shalol Lishma for the wrong. Why do you have such a machshava? That's not our question right now, right? Why is the Kohen doing this? But either way, this is what is going on. So as I shecht, I have an Ola. I shecht the carbon L'shem Ola, but I also have Kavana that the Zrikas Hadam is going to be L'shem Shlamim. So what is the halacha there? Do I look in Pigel as a precedent? Pigol is shalol bismano. So I look at pigol as a precedent for shalol lishma. Right? We've had already a number of types of inappropriate kavanas. We've had shalol lishma for the wrong carbon. We've had shalol lishem bailam for the wrong owner. We've had a different category of owner. Lemisha mechuyev chatas. Lemisha mechuyev ola. We've had those types of thoughts. And now we're having pigol in the background. So shalol lishma in a pigol type of way. What is the halacha? So machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, Reish Lakish Amar Kshera. Machlokes. What's the issue? So our Gemara, the Bavli, has one daya. Right? What's the daya? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, Machash Shemei Avoda Liavoda. Rabbi Yochanan says, Pasul. The issue is whether your machashev may avoda liavoda. You look at the avodas as connected, and therefore during the shrita, if I can think about zrika, I can pass the carbon. Rabbi Yochanan says yes, just like pigel. I think during shrita about the zrika, and that ruins the carbon. So to here, during shrita about the zrika, I pass the carbon. Rabbi Yochanan says psula machashev may avoda liavoda v'yalfinon mimichshev as pigel. And you learn from Pigel, Reish Lakish Amar Kshera, Ein Machashin Me'avoda Le'avoda. Reish Lakish says, no, you do not compare this to Pigel. Pigel is a very unique context. You're not Machashin Me'avoda Le'avoda, V'lo Yalfinan Mimachshev as Pigel. And you don't learn it from Pigel. The Sfas Emes just has one little ha'ara here, and that he says the whole limud from Pigel is somewhat unusual. Why? Because thinking about Pigel, you're thinking about doing something that's usher to do. Pigel, I'm doing the shechita, amanaz lizrog shalo bismano. If I'm zorik shalo bismano, that's iser. Right? I'm doing an aveira. I'm doing the rote avoda in an improper way. While puzzle of, I think shalo lishma, is that an aveira? I mean, the Rambam, we saw this back on Dav Beis maybe, right? The Rambam says that if I think, shalo lishma or any machshava problematic, that's like matum mum bekudshim. Right? That was a very strong graphic lashon of the Rambam. In Perek Yud Ches, I think, in Hilchas Maisa Karbanos. But the Sfas Emes here asks, Ksas Kasha, Eich Nilman Machshava Al Psul Machshava Mipigol, Tahasam Havi Al Maisa Isser Lahakdesh Lo Bizmano, Avo Machshava Lachshov Machshavas Psul Ba'avod Acheres Lakati Minalon. So, says the Sfas Emes, you have to say that, even Shlo Bizmano. Even Shlo Lishma is some type of problem. V'tzorach Lomar, Dipshita L'Rab Yochanan, Tekivin Da'avod Shlo Lishma Pasul, Bechatos, Havi Kemaisa Isser Ba'atzma. It's like a Maisa Isser, right? Because it's going to ruin the carbon, it's like a Maisa Isser. That's the Sfas Emes. Before we get to the general, what the Nekudas HaMachlokes is, interesting one little line in Rashi. Rashi says here, on the Shachta Lishma, right, what's the case? Shachta lishma, lizrog dama shalol lishma. So Rashi says here, shachta lishma, shalol chishev al hashchita, ela al hazrika. Chishev shashchita tainu me'avoda la'avoda. Rashi seems to say that you weren't thinking anything about the shchita. During the shchita, you thought about the zrika shalol lishma. But the pasha of the Gemara is that you shechted, did the shchita lishma, and the zrika shalol lishma. Rashi sounds like you did the shchita stama and the zrika shalol lishma. Why does Rashi emphasize that? So I saw one of the achronim suggest that the chiddush is The chiddush is, let me read it from the quoted here in the Biurei Adaf, that you might have thought she'ein lomar. What the Rashi covered, the Rosh Hamizbeach. She Rashi balash biachidush she'ein lomar she'af she'stam zvachim lishman omdim v'kamakom ba'ofam she'shachat lizrok adam she'lo lishma hayamakom lomar she'hufka me'astam lishma given she'kol tach l'shchitas lizrok adam she'lo lishma. You might have thought that we learned back on that base that stam is lishma. Maybe stam is only lishma if you had a zrika lishma, or you didn't have a later part of the shechita shelo lishma. We're going to have later on, if you shech something lishma v'shelo lishma, in the same avoda, you have different. So here you did the shechita, you might have thought that the kazav of stam lishma is only where you didn't have an undermining shelo lishma thought later in the act. But if you did, that would ruin it. Kamash malah, no. Stama is lishma, period. Even if you have a later in the avoda, a machshava of a later avoda shelo lishma. See here, you had shchita stama lishma with a zrika shelo lishma. That's still called stama lishma. That's what Rashi is emphasizing. Mishum kach here hidgish Rashi she'eino kein ela shchita shelo chashav aleha adayin stama lishma v'day b'kach shelo chashav aleha. Right, and that's the maybe the chiddush of Rashi. But what's the svar? So our Gemara gives a one machlokas, whether you learn from Pigel or not. If you look in the Yerushalmi has three dayas, what the machlokas is. Which Yerushalmi? There's no Yerushalmi on Zvachim. Remember, I think we've mentioned in the past, there was a fake Yerushalmi that somebody earlier in the 20th century put out on Zvachim, and it was noted to be a fake both by the Chafetz Chaim and by the Achiezer, even though someone said, oh, I found the Yerushalmi on Zvachim, but it wasn't true. We don't have. So, if you would want to look for his Yerushalmi on Kachim, so Psachim is your best bet. Right? Psachim, which is mostly about Kachim, besides the first, second, third, and tenth parak, but the fourth through ninth parak is all about Kachim. So in the fifth parak of Psachim, Tam and Nishchat, so there, the Yerushalmi quotes three opinions. What's the source? What's the machlokas about between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? First day is like this one, Pigel. Do you compare it to Pigel or not? That's number one. Number two and number three gives us formulations that gives us insight into the nature of the psul a little bit more. Taima de Rabbi Yochanan, lama, this is second day. Taima de Rabbi Yochanan, lama, shachtu lishmo lizrok damo shelo lishma pasul. That's the case. Naase misha'a rishona kishochto lishmo v'shelo lishmo v'hu pasul. It's ke'ilu, if you had a kavana of zrika shelo lishmo during shechita, it's as if you did shechita shelo lishmo, says the Yerushalmi. Even though you had a kavana lishmo at the beginning of shechita, but if you have kavana of zrika shelo lishmo later, it's ke'ilu you shechted shelo lishmo. That's one formulation. And then you have another formulation. Rebbe mana mishem Rebbe Yudin, taima de Rabbi Yochanan, kol she'ilu yavo la'oso ha'avoda, ve'eino mechashev la. Mechashev hu me'avoda acheres la. If any avoda that if you would come to, it would ruin it. So, if you think about doing it in that inappropriate way, it's as if you did it in that appropriate way. Again, kol she'ilu yavo la'oso ha'avoda, ve'eino mechashev la. Mechashev hu me'avoda acheres la. Right, it's as if you did it in the problematic way. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? It sounds like at least between 2 and 3. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Psula. So why is it Pasul? Because the Shechit is problematic, or it's Ke'ilu you did a Zrika that's problematic. Right? Both two Avodas are involved here. Mechashrin Me'avoda Li'avoda. Again, this is where the Lundus is, right here, on this of the next 25 lines. Right? Is this like there was a problem in the Shechita, or there was a problem in the Zrika? So that might be part of Machlokas Rishonim, but that's a discussion. If you look in the stipler, just as an example, the stipler here, I mean, that's the Machlokas in the days of the Yerushalmi, but the stipler here, quoting from the Briska Rav in Simen Ches, or similar to the Briska Rav, he says he thinks it's a Machlokas Rambam and Tosfos, but he says, and just by one formulation, Nira Pasha, the Gama Rambam Zal, Havi Maisa Shchita Shchita Psula, Vapsul chal miabesha shchita. Ella de'ein ze midin shchita b'machsheves psul. Ella midin zrika b'psul da shchita nidonis kizrika. I like that third formulation in the Yerushalmi. You only did shchita so far, but the shchita has the status of a zrika psula. somehow, because your machashi be'avod l'avoda, your machshava could connect it. To call machshava poshelas b'shas rika, poshelas nami, ki cheshechoshev osa b'shas shara avodos alas rika. V'dina k'din machashi b'shas rika atzmo. It's as if he had a problematic zrika. Right, that's one formulation. That's what he thinks the Rambam holds. Because if you look in the Rambam's formulation here in Psulei HaMukdashim, when he quotes Machashim Yevod Levodo, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam's lashon is Shachta Lishma Vachash Mishashchita Lizrok Damish Lo Lishma Hariz Epsula Lefi Shemachashin Yevod Levodo Vizos HaMachshava Shachashav Mishashchita Ki Iluchashva Mishazrika. The Rambam adds in that line. He didn't have to say that. He gets it from the Yerushalmi, right? For the third day, it sounds like. If you think about it during Shechita, it's Ki'ilu you thought it during Zrika, and that's why it's Psula, because if you think this during Zrika, then apostles. That's the Rambam. But if you look, the Stipler says, if you look in Tosfos, he thinks Tosfos says, no, it's a problematic Shechita. It's not a problematic Zrika, right? And therefore, that would ruin it. Again, a lot of beautiful ideas here, but this is the sugya of Mechashvin, Me'avoda, Li'avoda, Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. Our Gemara has, do you learn it from Pigel or not? And the Yerushalmi has 3 days. How do you understand the Pigel? Or the other two are more of the understandings of it. If you want to learn from Pigel, does that make it a Zrika problematic or a Shechita problematic? Weiter. The Azul Tamayu and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish really follow their Shita. To Itmar, because we have a Machlokes elsewhere in Sanhedrin. Machlokes about a regular animal. Chulin. Hashokhan as a behema amonaz lizrok dama lavaros kochavim. Well, hakter chal lavaros kochavim. I have an animal I'm shechting. Stam, a chulin animal. But I know if I shecht an animal to avodah zarah, number one, it's Asur Daraisa, I'm Chayav Misa, and the animal becomes Asura. We know any type of Tikrovis La Avodah Zarah, we learned back in Mesechas Avodah Zarah, the animal Shechted to an Avodah Zarah becomes Asur itself, right? Besides the Gavra, the Chefza also. That's learned out from a Pasuk in Ha'azinu, the Gemara said there in Avodah Zarah Chavtes, Asher Chelev Zavachemo Yochelu, Yishtu Yei Nesicham, Ma zevach aser b'hano, av yai nami aser b'hano. V'zevach gufim inolon, d'chsiv, v'yitzamdu l'baal pa'or, v'yochlu zivche mesim. Ma mes aser b'hano, av zevach nami aser b'hano. So we compare it to a mes is aser b'hano, so too, in a carbon that you shech l'shem avodah zarah is aser. But what happens if you don't do it in the normal way? I shech something l'shem avodah zarah, but I do it in this type of way. I shecht an animal, fine, with kavana to be zorik the dam or to be makdir the chalev to avodah zarah. So is that also going to be asur? Rabbi Yochanan Amar asura. Why? Add in a step. Mechashe me'avodah le'avodah v'yalfinan chutz mipnim. Not only do I learn it from Pigel, but you also learn it chutz mipnim. Chutz meaning chul in avodah zarah from pnim, from beis hamikdash halachas. Rish lakash amar muteres ein mechashe le'avodah le'avodah v'lo yalfinan chutz mipnim. And you don't learn chutz mipnim. Good. And the Gemara says, what do you need the machlokes by both contexts, both within the world of karbanos and by avodah zarah? So the Gemara says, v'tzrichi de'iyash minan baha. If you only had it by this case of avodah zarah, baha kamar Reish Lakish, that's what Reish Lakish says, k'sheira avol pnim mipnim emamo delay the Rabbi Yochanan. But maybe within the world of karbanos, maybe I would compare shelo lishmo and pigol v'yash minan baha. And if you only had it by karbanos, baha kamar Rabbi Yochanan, maybe only there Rabbi Yochanan says that is psula avol behahi emamo delay the Reish Lakish. But in the context of chulin and avodah zarah, maybe he would agree to Reish Lakish that is k'sheira tzrichi. That's why you need both contexts. You need it by avodah zarah, and you need it by hektish. Tosfos here has 3 points. 3 important points. Tosfos has. Number one, Tosfos Reish Lakish. Number one, Reish Lakish Amar Muteres. Number one, Tosfos says, Mo de Reish Lakish Lachayev Misa. Reish Lakish agrees that even though the animal is not psula in this case, if you shecht normal with good kavana, Amanaz Luzrok Damal avodah zarah, you're still Chayev Misa, Reish Lakish says. Remember, we had that in Avodah Zarah too. If I bow down to a mountain, the mountain is mechubar, it's not going to be ne'eseres, but a person can still be chayav misa. So number one, Tosfos says, even though the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where this comes up, has a couple of deos about it, but Tosfos says that he thinks it is going to be Asura. The Karanora says maybe it's totally on our issue that we were just talking about. If you say it's a problematic shchita, then here you would say it's a shchita l'shem avodah zara, then you'd be chayim misa. But if you say it's a problematic zrika, it's ke'ilu you did, so maybe you wouldn't be chayim misa. You didn't actually do the zrika. So maybe that's the suffix of the Gemara there. Tosis is posking, yes, chayim misa. Number one. So, second part of Tosis. Then Tosis just has one line where he alludes to a major topic. He doesn't talk about it here. But Tosva says, "Vishchitas mumar lo chashiv," and don't think this is called shchitas mumar. The shchita of a mumar is not a good shchita. Kidepir ashti beperakama dechulin gabi shochet b'shabbes. That's all he says. What's he referring to? So that's a discussion in the beginning of Maseches Chulin. The commission of Chulin says if somebody shechs on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, even though he's chayev misa, the shchitas kshera. That's the Mishnah. If somebody shechs on Shabbos, the shchit is a kosher shchita. The guy is chayev misa, but he's a kosher shchita. Ask Tosfos, but if he's shechting on Shabbos, he's a mumar, he's a heretic. And if a heretic shechs, then the shchit is psula. So why is it a shchita kshera here if he's shechting on Shabbos? That's Tosfos' kasha in Chulin Dav Yudalad. Right? So how do we, why do we say the shchit is kshera? That's a question of all that we showed him there. Tema, iba meizit hech shchikaso kshera. Fa mumar lechal b'shabbosos, osa lechal mishchitaso, kidemuchach liel. So many different answers given to this question. Tosfos here is quoting themselves. Tosfos says, look at what I wrote. Tosfos here says a couple of answers. Number one, maybe that's only bifarhesya, not bitsina. Maybe only a mumar bifarhesya. V'yesh lomar dahasan bifarhesya. Number one. The od yesh lomar Tosfos says, the mishum pam achas lochashe mumar. This is the first time he's ever doing this. You don't become a mumar until after you did it. The first time, he's not a mumar yet. Once he's done it, so then he's a mumar. So to here, you'll have to say, that's what Tosfos means here. This is the first time he's ever doing this, l'shem avodah zarah. So the first time doesn't make him a mumar. Or it makes him into a mumar only after he does it. During the time, he's not a mumar yet. V'chein mashma b'harak bay, still come on. Da'amar, ha'shoket es ha'beimel, z'oktem al avodah z'kochavim. Tosfos quotes the Gemara there later on in Lama Tess, which is the same Gemara here. Rish lakash amar muteres. As we just said. So the same thing here. And therefore, that is answer number two. So maybe he is only a mumar after one time. The other answer given, Baalei Tosfos. Not Baalei Tosfos quoted there in the Ron. The Ron there quotes Baalei Tosfos. Another we shouldn't quote Baalei Tosfos. A third answer. And that is the shchita is only, the question is, could you stop in the middle of the shchita, the end of the shchita? He says, it's already called a shchita. Let me just read it from the Ran there in Maseches Chulin. Says the Ran, V'yesh lomar, diafilu b'mezir b'farhesya, shchitasu arishon akshera, shedon nasa mumar, ela ad gemar shchita. The mumar is only similar to what Tosfos says. But then he discusses, could you break up the act of shchita itself? Tchila shitra and so of shchita. Discusses that regarding Hilchos Shabbos, right? The b'Shabbos nami ayuchayev on Shabbos at the beginning of the shchita. He has a day that says lodami Shabbos lavod azara. The shochet lavod azara kibet sheino ovid ola osa ela im gemar shchita bedinu shenachsher shchita asar rishona shorin nasis behechsher. Aval b'shochet b'Shabbos b'tchila shchita asar chila Shabbos kvar dechov elu vechulu. So he discusses, maybe there's another answer about whether you could break up the act of shchita. But either way, that's the second point in this Tosfos. Tosfos only says it in one line. Shchita's mumar, it's not a problem. Just like I wrote over there. Great. And finally, number three, third point in Tosfos. Again, this beginning of the daf is jam-packed. Then Tosfos says, in the third day, third part of Tosfos, I should say, V'ein l'tamua, heich ne'erag, dilma mimlech, v'lo zarek la'avodas kochavim. Maybe he's going to change his mind and never do it. He does the shchita properly, amanas to be zorek the dam for avodah zara. Maybe he's never going to be zorek the dam for avodah zara. So why do you say he's going to be chayim misa just for this act? Tosfos has two opinions. Number one, if he already went through the shchita and he had that in mind, we don't have to assume that. We can assume there's no stopping him. He already did an act of shchita l'shem later zrika avodah zara kivan de avad maisa. We don't assume he's going to change his mind. Number one. Number two, says Tosfos, And these are two days, exactly what we were just talking about. What how do you define this conceptually? Va'od, hacha, afilu yadu avada, ishalo yizrok. Even if you know for sure he's never going to do the zrika, l'shem avodah zara, chashiv ovid avodas kochavim, b'shchit tazu, kishashochet, amanaz lizrok. You already did it. You already did the act. That's asur daraisa with the chiyav misa. 2 days in Tosfos about, is it this the shechita? Is it kielu you did the zrika? If it's kielu you did the zrika, it's hard to say that if you never did the zrika, that it's not going to be, it's going to be chayim misa. Either way, that again is an important 2 days in Tosfos. Again, shechita or zrika. So you have the three issues brought up in Tosfos. The chiyav misa, the shechitas mumar, and the what if you never do it. Good. So now we continue. Says the Gemara about 10 lines down. Kiyazar Rav Dimi, Amar, Masav Rav Yirmiyah, L'siyu Eile Rav Yochanan, Rav Eile, L'siyu Eile Reish Lakish. They each brought a raya to each of the shitos, which obviously is a kasha then, on the other shita. Rav Yirmiyah, L'siyu Eile Rav Yochanan. Rav Yirmiyah brought a proof to Rav Yochanan. We're going to have three opinions here. Three svaras to try to support Rav Yochanan that is psula. Three svaras. The first two, actually all three are going to be kavachomers. So number one. Uma bimakom shi'im amar. Hareini shochet chutz lezmano shuhu kasher. In the case of pigol, if somebody thinks that he's going to do the shechita, hareini shochet chutz lezmano shuhu kasher. If somebody thinks during shechita that they're going to do the shechita chutz lezmano, that's kasher. Why? Because you're doing the shechita bismano. If you're doing the shechita bismano, it doesn't matter that if you're thinking to do the shechita shalom bismano, it doesn't ruin it. Because your act overrides your machshava there. So, in a case where you do the shechita chutz lizmano, it's kasher. And yet, shachto amanaz lizrok damo chutz lizmano pasol. But if you do the shechita amanaz to bizrok the dam chutz lizmano, that's pasol, that's pigol. So makom. So then, in our context of shalol lishmo, shemi omar harini shochet shalol lishmo pasol, shachto amanaz lizrok damo shalol lishmo in a dinchi e pasol. Surely it should be pasol. Again, if I do a shechita lishem shechitas pigol, it does not ruin it. But if I do the shechita l'shem zrika pigol, it does ruin it. So, in the case of shalom bezmano, if I do the shechita shalom bezmano, it does ruin it. So surely, shechita l'shem zrika shalom bezmano, it should ruin it. Right? If A is not ruined if you think A, but it is ruined if you think B, so then in our context, if C is ruined if you think C, then surely C if you think D. So, maskav la rava bar ahili, how could you compare pigol to our case of shalom bezmano, right? This is part of what Reish Lakish might answer back. Malachus lezmano shekein kares. Here we're dealing with an iser kares. How could you learn out from pigo kares to shalom lishmo? Sal amar Rava Barahili hachi kamar. So Rava Barahili comes up with a second svara, a different kavachomer. Uma b'makom she. So again, how do you switch it? Don't think about chutz lezmano. Think about chutz lemkomo. As we mentioned, there, chutz lezmano, that's pigol, and that's kares. Chutz lemkomo, if I think I'm going to do it in the wrong place, that's pasul, but there's no kares. So, he knocks it down a notch. Uma makom she'ma mahareini shochet chutz lemkomo, shehu kasher, if I'm shechting it in the right place, but I think about shechting it in the wrong place, that does not ruin it, because I'm shechting it in the right place. So if I do a shechita chutz, with a machshava chutz lemkomo, that's kasher. But shachto amanaz lezog damo chutz lemkomo, pasul. But if I think about doing it in the wrong place, it's pasul. So makom shemama reni shochet shalol lishmo shu pasul. Shachto amanaz lezog damo shalol lishmo in a dinchi pasul. Same exact svar as number one, but just switch chutz lemzmano to chutz lemkomo. So there's no kares here. It's all in the world of pasul. So try number two to support Rabbi Yochanan. So Maskav La Ravashi, Ravashi says no. That's also not a good model. Why? Malachutz lemkomo shekei noeg b'chol hazvachim. Chutz lemkomo is a psul that applies to all karbanos. Chutz lemkomo. Tomar b'shalol lishmo sheino noeg ela b'pesach v'chatos. Shalol lishmo, as we know, from the Mishnah on Daf Beis, right, only ruins it by karban pesach. Bismano and chatos always. So again, how could you have shalobim komo as a good makar for shalolishmo? So Ela Amar Ravashi, Hachi Kamar, so Ravashi comes up with a third and final svara to support Rabbi Yochanan. Uma bimakom shim amar hareni shochet l'shem ploni. Now comparing it to a shlo l'shem bialim. Uma b'malkam shem amar harini shochet l'shem ploni. Shehu kasher. If I think I'm shechting a karbon l'shem ploni, it's kasher. Why is it kasher? Rashi says here what the Gemara seemed to say earlier also, that a shinui bialim only is effective by a zrika. Look at Rashi right here. De'ein shini bailam chal al hashchita. De'lo shayach shein bailam ela al hakapara dahainu da'amran la'el. Shini bailam einu b'dalan avodos. Gemara had back on Dav Dalad. Right? Rashi and the Gemara seem to say, the pashas was, that a shini bailam only is a problem during zrika. Because that's what brings kapara for the owner. If I do a shchita with a shini bailam, that doesn't make it problematic, right? That's what the first Tosfos in the Masechta also said. So Ravashi says, if I do a shchita l'shem the wrong bialim, it doesn't ruin it. Shehu kasher, and yet lizrog damo shel l'shem ploni pasul. But if I do a shchita l'shem, but if I do a zrikas hadam, right, l'shem shini bialim, it's going to be pasul. So makom shim amar, so that's by shini bialim. If I do a shchita l'shem shini bialim, it does not ruin it. Azrika l'shem shini bialim, it does ruin it. So if I do makom shim amar harini shochei shelo l'shman shu pasul, so if I have a shelo l'shma problematic shchit thought during the shchit, it does ruin it. Shachto abanaz lizrog dama shelo l'shman, it didn't shei pasul. Again, a kavachomer from shelo l'shem bialim. So what were the three deyos? The first try was from pigel. The second try was from shelo b'mkomo. The third try is from shini bialim. So that is the accepted svara to support Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Let's just get up to the two dots to finish the sugi, and then we'll come back to try to explain the Rambam, who had a problem on Davdala. We never really we gave a little answer, but maybe we'll give another answer. But let's just do the other side first. Rabbi Ela l'siyu Ela Reish Lakish. Rabbi Ela goes the other way. He brings a raya, a svara for Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, who says mechashvin me'avoda li'avoda, does not ruin it. He doesn't like this. These parallel to learn it out from the other machshavas. The Gemara says, "Lo tomar bezrika v'tezi b'kav v'chomer mi b'nei mishchida v'kabbalah." Why do you have to have? We had back on Dav Dalin, and in that area, we had a separate makar for every separate avoda, for every separate karban. That you have to have proper machshavas. So says Reish Lakish, why do you have to have it by zrika? That you need lishma. Just learn it from shchita and kabbalah. Right, Zrika is the super avoda. So if Shchit and Kabbalah have to have proper machshavas, so surely Zrika has to have proper machshavas. Lamai hilchas akaz rachmana. Why did the Torah say Zrika to emphasize Zrika? Lomar de machashmi avoda leavoda, to teach me that Zrika is about the actual act of Zrika, not thinking about during a different avoda about Zrika. That's how Reish Lakish understands the emphasis of Zrika. Says the Gemara, maybe you could understand that extra limud exactly the opposite. Maska v'lorav papa, v'dilma d'machashe mi'avodu li'avoda. Maybe the extra pasuk of Zrika teaches me that even if you think about Zrika in a problematic way, it's going to be problematic. So the Gemara says, no, Im Kain, says Rabbi Reish Lakish, or says Rabbi Elo for Reish Lakish, lishto krami nevi tesi mikal v'chomer d'Ravashi. No, if it didn't say anything, you could have had Ravashi. We just said number three, up above. You could have learned that from a Kal Vachomer, then Mechashem Yevod Le'avod Apostles. So the fact that you have an extra pasuk means you must learn it the other way, the opposite. Right? What about Mil Sadasi B'Kal Vachomer Torah V'Kasav L'Kra? Sometimes the pasuk will say it even if you could learn it from a Kal Vachomer. The Gemara and the Rishonim always say, you only say that if you're forced to say that, if you have no other way out. Yeah, the pasuk repeats what you could have learned that from the Kal Vachomer, but here you have another way out. Here you can learn the opposite of the Kal Vachomer from the pasuk, and that's what Reish Lakish does. Right? You learn out the extra emphasis of Zrika is that only actual Zrika. Says the Gemara, Ve'idach, and what would Rabbi Yochanan answer? Parachachi. He would say, you can't learn out. You wouldn't be able to learn out from the other avodos, so it's not extra. Why wouldn't you be able to learn out from the other avodos? Malahanach, by the other avodos, by Shchita and Kabbalah, Shekein to Uno Safon. Right? You need to do it on the north side of the Azara. Ve'yeshnam b'chatos apnimios. And the Chatos Pnimios, right, the Parhelm Davar Shel Tzibur, and the others that we learned about a little bit in Harios, they, Shchit and Kabbalah is by all Karbanos, even by the Chatos Pnimios. You don't have Zrika. What's Zrika? Zrika is on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. You don't have that by the Chatos Pnimios. And therefore, you can't learn out Zerika from the other two. We're talking about Shlomim. That's what these psukim are. Don't bring me in Chatas Primios to ask me a kasha from there, because I don't think that's a problem. Period. So that's how we leave it. Itmar, then the Gemara quotes this. This is also a machlokas of other Amarayim. Shachta l'shma, lizor dama, shalom l'shma, Rav Nachman Amar Psula, Rabba Amar Ksheira, v'hada bei Rabba l'gabi Rav Nachman, mikav v'chomed Rav Ashi. And Rabba changed his mind to go like Rav Nachman, based on the kav v'chomer of Rav Ashi up above. Maybe he thought that was more substantive than the makar that Rav Eila brings for the siyua of Reish Lakish. Okay, end of that sugya. We're up to the next part of the Mishnah. But just one point of difficulty. We had this earlier back on Davdalin, and we had it again here. Tosfos says, Beferish, and the Gemara seems to say, that Shinui Bailim is only a problem during Zrika. The Gemara says it's Eino Bedalad Avodos. Shinui Bailim. So fine, what's the problem? The problem is that the Rambam seems to have Shinui Bailim by all the Avodos. So that's a problem. How does he get out of the Gemara there on Davdalad? How does he get out of the Gemara here? So all the Achronim try to figure it out. I'll mention today the Chavetz Chaim suggestion. In the Zevach Todah. Right, the Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos, we mentioned that he wrote a riff on Kachim. So around the riff, he has the Likutei Halachos, and he has on the bottom the Zevach Todah. So in the Zevach Todah, right here, he quotes that the Rambam is problematic. He said that it sounds like that it's only by Zrika, and he said, how could, and that's why Tosfos on that base says what he says. Avol Lashon Rambam lo mashmakein. Umidilobir Harambam Bacholze, the Dafka Bishokhan Amnaz Lizrog, Mashba the Sphirale, Dafilu Bishkita Levad Mifsala, Vechin Bekabala, Vehalacha, Vekasha, Ech Yafarnes, Akavachom, and Duravashi, Vekamasugi, the Daf Dalid. What do we do for the Rambam? The Rambam seems to say that Shini Bailam applies to all the Avodos. So says the Mishnah Brura, says the Chavetz Chaim, says the Zevach Todah, whatever you want to call it. Venirali, the Sphirale La Harambam. So first he quotes three other Gemaras that sound like the Rambam. So fine. There are three other Gemaras that sound like the Rambam. That's why he thinks Shini Bailam is by all. I say, how do you learn these Gemaras? Depends what the thought is. During Shechita, if you thought shchita l'shem a different bialim, that does not ruin the carbon. That's what the Gemara says. But what if during shchita you thought the carbon should be l'shem bialim acher? You didn't think the shchita should be l'shem bialim acher. You thought the carbon should be l'shem bialim acher. That ruins it, because included in the carbon is a zrika. That's the Zevach Todah's answer. If you thought, l'shem, the carbon, shalol l'shmo, then it doesn't matter when you did that, machshava, because the carbon includes the zrika, and that's why it would passel. If you only thought the avodah that you're doing, you did the shchita, shalol l'shmo, of the shchitas, then that wouldn't ruin it. Even the Rambam would agree to that. That's his answer. Right? We had other answers. If you think back, if you listen again to Dav Dalid, we had other answers. The Merkevas HaMishnah has another answer. The others, but we'll leave that for now. Says the Gemara. Getting back to the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said back on Daf Beis, if I have a machshava shelo l'shmo, it's kosher, but it does not count for the Bialim, v'lo olo Bialim l'shem chova, except for Pesach and Chatas. Pesach bismano and Chatas always. Rabbi Eliezer answered, also Asham. Rabbi Elazar answered Asham, and that's what he says a few times in Seder Kachim, in Mishnayis. Why? So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar gave a svara. Chatas was Baal Chet, v'Asham is Baal Chet. Just like Chatas is Psula Shalol Shvav, v'Shot to Asham. Meaning, you can't have a Lo'alu Lo'bailam Shem Chova when it comes to a sin, because the sin is all about the kapara of the sin. So that's why just like Chatas cannot exist if it's not Mechaper for the sin, so to Asham cannot exist if it's not Mechaper for the sin. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. And the Tanakhama obviously holds, Chatas is different. Good. Here we go. Tanya. So the Tosefta says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Chatos Baal Al Chait, V'Ashem Baal Chait, Machatos Shalolosh Rapsulaf, Ashem Shalolosh Baal Pasol, just like we said in the Mishnah, Omar Lo Rabbi Yoshua Lo. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can't compare them. And here we're getting into like nitty gritty differences between Chatos and Ashem. They're both Baal Chait, but here we could already start getting into the uniqueness of carbon Chatos. So, Lo, Imamarta Bachatos, Shekein Dama Lamala. By chatas, dam is lamala. So I don't know if we had this already yet. Carbon chatas has its zrikos on the top of the mizbeach. Unlike ola, unlike shlamim, unlike even asham, that have their zrikos lamata. What is lamata? It means on the bottom half. Rashi here quotes that the mizbeach is split in half with the chut hasikra, the middle line that goes around the mizbeach. So, and that determines between lamata and lamala. So, says Rabbi Yoshua, you can't compare asham and chatas. Baal Chait, they have different zrikas, different places you do the zrika, and therefore you can't compare. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, Pesach Yochiach, Rabbi Eliezer would say, no, I'll prove to you that that's not such a crucial matter to passel the carbon. Carbon Pesach will prove, Shedam o Lamata, Carbon Pesach is like a shlamim, so his dam is Lamata, only Chatas is up above, only Chatas. Right, all other karbanos behema are lamata. So Pesach is also pasul dam lamata v'shachatos shalosh bal pasul. So just like Pesach has its dam lamata and its pasul, so to Asham. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, no, mala Pesach shkei zmano kavua. Now Pesach is different than Asham because zmano kavua. That makes it more chamor. So maybe that's why Pesach is pasul if it's shalosh mo. Amar Rabbi Eliezer chatos tochiach. Rabbi Eliezer will say, no, chatos proves that you don't need zman kavua in order to pasul. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Chozrani Chalila, meaning you're right. No, there is no. So Rabbi Yeshua says there is no specific common denominator. So therefore, Asham is different, and therefore I will say that it is not pasul. The Gemara is going to say later on. Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer say like what the Gemara says often? So the Chazar Hadin, right? There's a Tzalasava Shebehen. So the Gemara will get into that. That is all Svar number one of Rabbi Eliezer. Let's continue. There's an important Rambam. Remind me. We probably won't get to it today, but maybe we'll start with it tomorrow. About Yisod Mizbach Olah and Abriska Rav. Chazar Rabbi Eliezer v'danu din acher. So Rabbi Eliezer has a second svara. Chatos namer bahi. It says he. We take out the sheet that takes out the next word b'shchita. He lishmak shera sholish b'psula. It dafka by chatos. It's kasher lishma and pasul shlo lishma. Upesach namer bahu and pesach also bizvicha. Hu lishmo. Kasher, shalol shma pasul. So af asham namar bahu. Asham also has a hu lishmo kasher shalol shma pasul. That's Rabbi Eliezer's makar. So it has a special pasuk by asham. So amar Rabbi Yeshua chatos namar bahu b'shchita. He lishmo ksheir shalol shma psula. Fine, b'chatos. Pesach namar bahu b'zvicha. Hu lishmo kasher shalol shma pasul. Aval asham lo nomar bahu elo lahakar hakdaras imurin. The hu by asham is only by the burning of the fats. And the limbs. You don't even need that, though. So how can you say that who is teaching us something l'ikuva? You don't even need that in the first place. So by the other, by chatas and pesach, fine, it's by shchita. You need shchita. But here, by asham, it's by haktaras imurin. That's why I don't think you could compare. If something is not needed, doing it in a problematic way is not going to ruin it. So based on this, there's an important Achiezer. The Achiezer of Chaim Ozer in Chela Gimel Simen Nun Aleph discusses there's a sugya in Chulin called Shihiyah B'mir Basra. Right? We know Shechita, you have to check Rov the Simanim of an animal. What happens if you shecht the Rov the Simanim perfectly, but you didn't stop there? The Shochi continued to shecht all the Simanim. And in that extra little part that he didn't have to shecht, he did a Psul Shechita, one of the five Psulei Shechita. Let's say Shihiyah, he delayed. And then he continued. So, discussion that we show him, Rashi there, some say it ruins the Shechita. Shihiyah b'miyad basra. So, ask the Achiezer, why should Shihiyah b'miyad basra, assuming that's a problem, so then this whole svar doesn't make sense. What does our Gemara say? Well, if you don't even need Akhtar Asi Murin, so that if you think a problematic thought during Akhtar Asi Murin, it's not going to ruin it. But what do you mean? Shihiyah b'miyad basra means that even if you don't need to do it, if you did it in the wrong way, it ruins it. So the Achiezer discusses, Shihiyah b'miyad basra, doesn't this prove that it's wrong? So he's mechalik between something that we mentioned earlier in the Masechta too. Shihiyah b'miyad basra, maybe is only a problem if it's a posel, not if it's a lack of something you need. We discussed, are machshavas ba'ayatios, if you have problematic thoughts, are they posel the karbon, or do they just mean that you don't have what you need? Shalol lishma. Is that just a lack of lishma, or is that a posel in the karbon?
So you might be machalik between shalishma and pigol and pasul, all different machshavas. So the Achi Ezer says, when do you say that something ruins it, even if you didn't need it? That's only by a posel. That's only by a shehiya, one of the psule shchita, active pasuling what you're doing. But shalolishma assumes the Achi Ezer, shalolishma is only a lack of. It's not an actively pasuling problematic thought, and that's why it won't ruin it if you didn't need to do it in the first place. But that's an important discussion relating this to Shehiya B'miyat Basra from Chulin and this case here. That is all number two. Number three, Omar Lo Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer has a third svara that he says to Rebbe Yeshua. It's a hekesh. Hari hu omer. Kechatas ka'asham. The pasuk compares them. Achata shalolishmo pasul, af asham shalolishmo pasul. Right? And Rashi says here, Ein meshivin ala hekesh. Right, Ein Meshivin ala Hekesh. There are sources that say there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin. Hekesh is Kiilu, it's Mefurish Bekra. Right, Hekesh is very strong, and therefore, that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Fine. Omar Ma, let's go back to number one. Omar Rabbi Yeshua Chazorani Chalila, Volameh Bardino, Leisi Matzad. Why didn't Rabbi Elazar go the next step and say, well, Chatos and Pesach, they each have something that the other one doesn't have. So why don't you say, but they have a common denominator? And therefore, just like they are shalolishma pasul, so too Asham should be shalolishma pasul. So Gemara says, Mishum deigel mifrach. No, because you could have asked on that, Mala tzad hashava shavem shekein yesh ben tzad kares. Both Pesach and Chatas have something kares related to it. Chatas is being mechaper for an avera that you did b'shogeg, that had you did it b'meiz, it would be chayv kares. And Pesach, as we know, if you don't bring a carbon Pesach, it's one of the two mitzvahs I say that you're chayv kares for. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua could have answered. Amar Rabbi Yeshua lo. And so now let's get back to the next line that he actually said. This is like an Omar Mar, right? The adds in the Shita. Omar Mar. Omar Rabbi Yeshua lo mamayta b'chadash kin dama lamala. Chatas is different because his dam is lamala while Hashem is lamata. V'lei malei. Why can't he, could he have answered, lo, imamarta b'chadash kin nichnas dama lefnai v'lefnim. Chatas is unique in that its blood sometimes goes into the Kodesh Kadashim. Hashem never has that. So that's also a difference between Chatas and the others. Bechatos chitonios kamrinan. We're talking about chatos chitonios. All chatos that are brought, zrika on the mizbech chitzon. Next line. Shem nechnas damai lefnai v'lefnim sula. Right? We said that if its dam goes, in, right, the, another difference would be that if a chatas's blood is brought inside where it's not supposed to be, it passels that dam. Unlike others. We'll get to that. That's tomorrow's daf. It starts with the two dots at the bottom of today's Amud. The sugya of dam chatas shenichnas lefnim. If the dam chatas goes further in than where it's allowed to be, it passels. So why didn't Rabbi Yeshua say that? Isn't that different than Asham? Islay the Rabbi Elazar, afa Asham. No, Rabbi Elazar holds. Asham has that halacha too. Next. Shekein mechaperas al chayve krisus. Right? Maybe you could say that chatas is different because it's mechaper on chayve krisus, not Asham. Mechatas tishmias akol. No, remember, one of the Olaviyorades is a Chatas, and Shmias HaKol. It's about Shavuos HaEdus, which has nothing to do with Karis. So, maybe you're comparing it to non-Karis to non-Karis. Next line. Again, we're going through each of these differences between Chatas and others, and why didn't that come up in the conversation between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer? Shekein Tuna Arba Matanos. Chatas needs Zrika not only above the Chotas Sikra, but on all four corners. Unlike every other carbon. All other karbanos are, the most you're going to get is shtayim shein arba. You sprinkle it on a corner and it splatters on both sides, on opposite diagonal corners, but not four separate ones. K'Rabbi Yishmael, da'amar kol adamim t'unia arba matanos. Like Rabbi Yishmael, who we'll have later on, that there are other karbanos that also have four matanos. Fine. Next, al arba kronos. Chatas is the only one that has it on the four corners, the horns on top of the mizbeach. Even others only have above. Ola taimech, says the Gemara back, what are you talking about? There are other differences too. Ha'ika etzba, the Kohen can't just throw it from the cup. He has to stick his finger in by a chatas and sprinkle it on the mizbeach. Ha'ika keren, and on top, ha'ika chuda, and it's the pointy corner of the mizbeach. So there are a lot of differences. Elachanami traits less flaminalka. What are you getting upset for? Rev Yeshua said one difference, and there are other differences too. You're right, there are many differences between chatas and others. He brought up one difference, but there are other differences as well. Period. Amar Mar, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Ima Marta. Right, Rabbi Yeshua said what we actually said, Lamala and Lamata. Right, getting back to what was actually said, not like why didn't he say all these other things. Lemalei Rabbi Elazar, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer answer? Asham Nami Dama Lamala.
Right? Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer say, I also hold, right, the Asham is done Lamala? Right? Just like he compares Asham in so many other areas, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer compare and say the Dam Asham is also sprinkled Lamala? So Amar Abaya, Asham Dam Lamala, Lomatis Amrit, Kavachomer Me'ola. Now, even he can't go that far. Even Rabbi Eliezer is not going to say the Asham is exactly like Chatas in terms of its Avod, in terms of its Rikos. A Kavachomer from Ola. Uma Ola, Shihi Kalil, Dam Lamata, Ola, which is very extreme. It's all burned on the Mizbeach. And its Dam is still only Lamata. Asham she'eno kalil akal shekein. An Asham which is not kalil, so surely should not have his dam le'malit, should have it lamata. So where it says, why is Ola a limud? Mala Ola shekein mechaperes. Don't we, maybe Ola is not a good model. It's not mechaper, and that's why it's lamata. But maybe Asham could be lamala. So where it says, chatas of tochiach. Chatas of could prove. By birds, chatas and Ola are flipped. Chatas is up above, and Ola is below, by behemos. By birds, it's the opposite. Chatas is below, Ola is above. Right, so the Gemara says, Chatas of tochiach, that's mechaper, and it's below. So you could have a mechaper even below. So the Gemara says, Chatas of shkein eda min zelach. Don't bring me a rye from Chatas of. That's not shechted. Right, that's malika. Right, that's not done with a knife. It's not shechted. So Ola tochiach. So you can say back, Ola will prove. Lo rei zeka rei zeh, lo rei zeka rei zeh. Hatzah rashava shebehen shekein kachi kachim v'dam olamata. The comparison between Ola and Chata sa'of, they're both kachi kachim and they're sprinkled lamata. Af ani avi asham, shukajich kadashim v'dam olamata. So do I should bring asham? I should learn asham. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer does not say that Asham's blood is lamala like Chatas, even though he compares Asham to Chatas in a lot of ways, but not where you sprinkle the dam. A little bit more. Amli Rav, be particular of Ashi, v'lifroch, why don't you knock out that limud? Ma'ala tzad ha'shava shebehen, shekein ein lahem kitzva. There's no amount that you have to spend on those karbanos. Tomar ba'asham, sheyesh lo kitzva, the Torah demands that you spend a certain amount on Asham. So maybe that makes Asham different. Ella, the Gemara says, Elohai Natam Adi Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, this is Rabbi Eliezer's makar, that he does not say Asham is like Chatas in that way. To Amakra, Hakoin Amachate Osa. Osa Damo Lamala, Vein Damo Shal Acher Lamala. Again, a limud, only Osa, the Chatas is Dam Lamala. Iyachi Chatas Nami Nema Osa Lishma Ksheri Shalishma Psula, Hajar Svachim Bein Lishma Mei Shalishma Ksherin. So why don't you use that limud to say Chatas is different also by Shalolishma, and by all other karbanos, it should be totally kosher. The Gemara says, Hahu Osa Lav Dafka Tashir Pesach. So no, that Osa is Lav Dafka, because you know Pesach is also Pasul. Hachanami Lav Dafka Tashir Ola Sa'of. This is also Lav Dafka, so why should you exclude Asham? It's also Lav Dafka, because Ola Sa'of is also Lamala, as we just said. Right? Ola and Chatas are switched. So the Gemara says, Bisvicha mi alo shir miti. Either within the world of animals, you didn't leave anything out. Leaving out a bird is not called leaving out. Or maybe that's like Reb Lazar Reb Shimon He. To Amar, Haimakom Lachud, Vahaimakom Lachud.
Even if you want to say two things are up above, you can't compare them. Don't compare Chatas Behema and Olas Ha'of. Even though they're both done above the Chutas Sikra, they're not the same.
Why? Detanya. Damim Chitz HaTachtonim Nitanim Michutas Sikra Olamata. Lower bloods. Asham and Olas Behema and Shlamim are Olamata. Helyonim Michut Asikra Olamala. That's what the first day it says. Amre Blazer Reb Shimon Bavedramurim Baolas Haof Alva Bachatas Behema Hiatz Beinanasa Ela Bagufa Ela Agufa Shal Karen.
It's done. There's a different. There are three places on the Mizbeach. There's under the Chut Asikra. There's above the Chut Asikra, and then there's on the Kronos all the way on top. Right, so that's why even you can't compare Olas Ha'of and Behema, Chatas Behema, even though they're both done above, because there's different places up above. Maybe we'll start with Beshem the Rambam next time that talks about the different parts of the Mizbeach according to the Briska Rav. Okay, we'll stop here.